they don't live in 22, how can they reach out to you?
Sure. And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because that's one thing that I've always tried to focus on and remember, is that, you know, the only reason that I'm here is because people believed in me and trusted me enough to vote for me and send me here. And that really is what this position and this job is all about, trying to help our constituents, our families, our businesses, and help all Nevadans. And that's what I've always tried to do, like you said, whether they're in my district or not. If I can help someone or get them to the right person, then that's just a thrill to me. So if anyone would like to reach out during the legislative session until June, they can call my office here. I actually have an assistant now, since we're in session. The number is 775-684-8823. And you can also go to my website, which is Hardy4Nevada.com. So those are the easiest ways to get a hold of me currently.
Give that phone number one more time slowly so people can write it down.
Okay. 775-684-8823.
We are going to be tracking you and the other members of the assembly over the course of the next 4 or 5 months. And I'm so excited you're going to be a part of this with us as we make our way through the 120-day session. Thank you so much, Melissa. Yeah. I appreciate it. And we'll have you on again soon.
Oh, I can't wait. I always enjoy it.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Kevin.
Melissa Hardy, the assemblywoman from District 22. Stay with us. The governor. Yeah, Governor Joe Lombardo was with us earlier. We'll let you hear portions of that interview coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. Bumper-to-bumper conditions as commuters make their way past Allegiant Stadium on Interstate 15 northbound, beginning around Sunset, and you're slow all the way up to Flamingo there on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, you'll tap the brakes 15 southbound at Spring Mountain through those lane restrictions there. You're moving along, but still congested on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector. And do look out for several crashes working right now. Westbound Durango at Ann Road, that's in the early stage. Southbound Sand Hill at Flamingo, and a hit and run. That is Spencer at Serene.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Vizzeri with your KMZQ Sports Flash. College basketball, UNLV defeated Wyoming in Laramie Wednesday night 69-59. The Rebels have now won four of their last five. E.J. Harkless with 33 points. They go to 16-8, 5-7 in the Mountain West Conference. Saturday, they're on the road to face San Diego State. The Aztecs on top of the conference standings and are ranked 25th in the AP poll. The Lakers were involved in a three-team trade on Wednesday night. They ship Russell Westbrook to the Utah Jazz. In return, Minnesota sends guard D'Angelo Russell to L.A. Lakers also get Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt as part of the deal. Lakers hosting the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. The Golden Knights are on the ice tonight, continuing their road trip. They're in Minnesota to take on the Wild. Vegas coming off a 5-1 win Tuesday against Nashville. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KZMQ Talk Radio, done right.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep, so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For those of you that missed it, we had a chance earlier in the show to visit with Governor Joe Lombardo, his first appearance on the show as a governor of the state of Nevada. We've had him on as Sheriff Joe. Now we have him as Governor Joe Lombardo. And I asked him, I said, you know, 3+ days into the 82nd Nevada legislature, what was it like for you?
Well, it's been business as usual. Well, first of all, hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. Long time no talk, and hope you're doing well. It's been business as usual for me because, you know, the governor doesn't really weigh in other than just kicking off the ceremonially the first day of the legislature. But I don't anticipate I'll be weighing in on any bills here for the first couple of weeks. From what I understand, they're going forward, and they haven't had any hiccups as of yet, but I haven't been informed of any bills that are set to reach my desk here in short order. Besides that, if you talk about state business outside of the legislature, it's drinking from a fire hose. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of spokes in the wheels, and a lot of things I got to wrap my arms around to understand why we're not doing certain services and how we can do better and be more effective and efficient.
I want to ask you about something that I think is real important for any governor of any party, and that is the lines of communication. One of the criticisms of Steve Sisolak was that he didn't communicate with the members in his own party and with the Republicans as well. I was talking yesterday with Danielle Gallant from Assembly District 23, and she said that you are scheduling 30-minute meetings with each member. Is that going to be Republicans and Democrats or just Republicans?
No, that's across the board with all the members. And that's one thing you brought it up, and I'm glad you brought it up as far as communication. I said it, believe in the state and other venues, you know, the rise and fall of any organization is lack of communication. And for us to be successful and move the state forward, I'm going to have to, you know, reach across the aisle and have conversations. Twofold. One is to ensure we're doing the right thing for the people of Nevada, and two is to prevent any frivolous bills or bills that I can't support from even coming to my desk. And hopefully we have some consensus on the other side of the aisle, and they agree also. And I'm pleasantly surprised so far with the leadership on the Democratic side. They've had open communication with me up until now, and the same with the other side of the fence.
Are you convinced that there will be members who will negotiate, who will do some horse trading with the governor? Is that a possibility?
You use the word convinced. Nothing's ever absolute, but I'm right now I feel good about it. I feel confident that there's going to be some horse trading, and we'll see where it goes from this point forward.
I want to ask you about something that you've talked about a lot in the transition, and now that you are sworn in and you're the duly elected governor of the state of Nevada, and that is education. You have promised $2 billion in new spending on education, and the big question is, are there strings attached to this? Do you need to know where this money is going?
Yeah, absolutely. So just on the $2 billion mark, 800, and I believe it's 14 million of that goes to the weights, and that's like English language learning, special education, and other, you know, counseling services and other issues outside of the traditional public education curriculum. And that's not negotiated with the associations or the unions that represent the teachers. So that's directly injected into the system to ensure that we're doing a better job in that space. So the remainder of it is distributed evenly, obviously, per the pupil funding formula across the 17 counties. And then they eventually negotiate with their collective bargaining associations and determine what raises will be provided to the teachers and what The rest of it will be as far as curriculum and infrastructure and resources for the teachers within the classroom. Now, your question was, is there any confidence or is there ability or is there going to be programs in place for accountability? Absolutely. And I said that in the state of the state because I don't want to have to stand before them in 2 years and make some, you know, across-the-board cuts and changes as a result of failure to provide, you know, standards. And, yeah, so all along the way, throughout the process, we're going to ensure that we're measuring whether we're having an effective change through the process. Because, you know, you hear about it proverbially, especially in the state of Nevada, here you are throwing more money at a broken system, right? So I don't want people to continue to say that into the future.
I want to ask you about something I was so pleased to hear about, and that is your executive order relative to an audit of education in all 17 counties. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect to find? Do you think everything will be in order, or do you think there will be some things that may surprise us?
I don't know if I use the word surprise. I can almost guarantee that there is going to be some things that we weren't aware of and that we found out that people weren't acting on upon previous audits and recommendations. So, and just to clarify, Kevin, you know, this is I'm asking all the audits that have been conducted, and I can't remember the timeline, how far back we were reaching. It may be 3 years, in the last 3 years. All those audits that are out there that the state government don't have eyes on. They were initiated. They were sponsored by local jurisdictions, and yet and recommendations that come from those audits, and the intent is for us to review them at the state level, ensure that the recommendations are being acted upon. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be some items that people haven't acted on, and there will be needed to be an explanation as to why not. But hopefully I'll use the word hopefully. Hopefully we are disappointed in the fact that there wasn't anything that we could have changed at the state level, that they did the job that they were asked to do. And maybe that was the wrong word to use, disappointed. They did the job that we were asked to do, and they did it. But I anticipate we'll find, you know, some items here and there.
Beyond education, what are the legislative priorities that you'll be working on as we move through this 82nd Nevada legislature?
Well, outside, more than just the legislature, I talked about diversifying the economy and the tax structure, predictable tax structure and regulatory structure that makes it conducive for doing business in the state of Nevada. You know, we're open for business, and I don't want the state government, as far as regulations or an unstable tax environment, to have any effect on people, preventing them from wanting to put their roots or their foundation in the state of Nevada. And I've made the promise of no new taxes, correct? And so we have to do that. And then when you get into the legislative space, you talked about education, you know, whatever items we can do to address school choice and the accountability within the school environment to include the safety of the teachers and the students, with what legislation could be you do to minimize that. And then last but not least, but probably more important than anything else, is criminal justice reform. Ensure we're getting our arms wrapped around the safety and the quality of life for our constituents, and ensure we have a safe environment to do business, to live, and everything else goes along with it, and figure out those laws that are having no effect, repeal laws that are having a negative effect, and ensure we're doing the right thing in that space.
You, of course, come from an incredible background in law enforcement. Does that give you an advantage as governor when you deal with public safety and you deal with criminal justice?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And the reason why is it doesn't matter. Any particular subject matter expertise is beneficial because a lot of times you know the makeup of the legislature. You have a lot of people in different industries and different types of businesses and different experiences in life, and they may not be well educated in a certain aspect. Use criminal justice as an example, and they're passing laws not understanding the consequences that may occur as the passage of those laws. And I think my experience in law enforcement gives me a heads up the ability to say, no, you're missing the important pieces in this legislation, and it's going to be detrimental versus beneficial. And I said it in the state of state. I want to create an environment in the state of Nevada where it's harder to be a criminal versus easier. And I believe in the last two sessions, they made it easier.
I want to ask you, and again, we're joined by Governor Joe Lombardo on day four of the 82nd Nevada legislature. I want to ask you about something that you promised that you would do, and that is use that veto pen with bills that run counter to your core beliefs. My question is, we know that you've met with members of the Democrat leadership. Have you met with Republican leadership, and are you convinced that they can keep their troops in line and sustain any of the vetoes that will be coming your way?
Yeah, I've met with both sides of the aisle, and we've had that conversation, and they assured me that they feel confident in that, but you never know as time marches on. You know, in the doldrums of the legislative session that takes place, and people get, you know, lobbied per se. I hope that none of that occurs, and the confidence that they're displaying today is the confidence that they're going to display when we get in the dog days of May, and hopefully we can hold tight.
There you have it. Governor Joe Lombardo joining us earlier in the program. Honored to have him on, and hopefully it'll be the first of many times as governor. We've had him on as Sheriff Joe, but it was our first opportunity to have him on as Governor Joe Lombardo. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are far from done as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. she could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Wow. I tell you what a show it's been so far. And we're not done. We are not done. And in fact, I promise I'd let you hear from Newt Gingrich. Let's go to cut four real quick. The reaction to State of the Union, which I find fascinating when you listen to different people, both Democrats and Republicans, to hear them talk. This was Newt Gingrich, what was this, last night on Fox. His reaction to the State of the Union.
Well, look, I think he wants to run again. I think that he will try to run again. And, you know, presidents have huge amounts of money to spend. They have entire cabinets to go to work for him. So I wouldn't automatically assume he couldn't get the nomination. I mean, Jimmy Carter beat Teddy Kennedy. Gerald Ford beat Ronald Reagan. Incumbent presidents have huge levels of power. On the other hand, the more the country sees the gap, and I love your Fantasy Island example, you know, people are sitting at home living their lives going, you know, he's not describing the America I live in. And he's so clearly dishonest about the border, about China, about the deficits. I think that, the latest CBS polls showed his base is at about 24%. Now, that's 24% is tough. At that point, you have a very hard time putting together even the nomination. And part of the question will be, does anybody in the Democratic Party have the courage to run? I think if one of the governors runs, that Biden will almost immediately be in trouble.
And I think the Democrats kind of know they're stuck with Biden, Newt. I said this last night. I'm going to stick with it because here's their alternative.
I love water policy. I confess I am a water policy geek. I think it's so important, right? Like, we could just geek out right here, the three of us, right? We agree that it is an essential component to life. And we also agree it is precious.
Oh, my God, Newt. I mean, God bless her. But is she even going to make it on the ticket in 2024? No. Water policy is important.
I don't think so. First of all, the average American is going to know that if Biden runs at 82 to serve until he's 86, the potential for the vice president to replace him is very real. And at that point, you have to say Kamala Harris. I mean, I thought watching Governor Huckabee Sanders last night, I thought she did such a great job. I'd love to see a debate between Governor Sanders and Vice President Harris. Harris strikes me more and more like a fifth grader. If you watch her just now, water is really important, giggle, giggle. Whatever you talked to her about, you know, space is really important, giggle, giggle.
Let's geek out on it, dude.
I mean, this is like Saturday Night Live, except she's the real vice president.
I just love that. Stay with us. We're not done yet. Stay right where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
We
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back by popular demand, the Showroom at South Point presents Human Nature.